Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us right now on the hotline right after practice in Ashburn is Commanders starting safety Quan Martin. Hey, Quan, it's Chris Russell here in D.C. Thanks for doing this, man. How are you?
I'm good, Chris. How you doing,
I'm doing great, doing great. How was practice today? I know you guys were in the bubble because of the rain. I hate humidity. I don't know how you feel about humidity.
Man, I'm from Florida, so yeah.
So you love humidity.
It's been that way my whole life.
Yeah, I can't stand humidity. Oh, it's awful. But anyway, I'm glad everything go okay. Good couple of practices to start the week.
Yeah, man, everything been good. Just practicing with the guys, just being able to fly around and, you know, get ready for the game.
Before we get to the actual game and some of the challenges that lie ahead, how different is this week now? I mean, you're used to changing in and out during camp, but obviously you and Will formed a pretty good tandem to start the year, and now Will has the broken leg, and now you have to work, obviously, with veteran Jeremy Reeves and Tyler Owens a little bit. How has that component, I guess, so far in practice and meetings and whatnot worked?
It's been good, man. I think all throughout OTAs, camp, I've had work with pretty much everybody. I've been on the field with all these guys, been able to communicate with all these guys in the meeting room, off the field, whatever it may be. So it's just different guy, honestly. Like, yeah, I think the standard's still the same, communication's still the same. Mm-hmm. And, just expect guys to come in and, you know, still play to the standard.
Joe Witt talks about standard all the time and expectation and what he preaches. 2 weeks ago, I guess, after the Green Bay game, he said, "I discipline." What was his message to you guys this week? Because overall, you did a pretty good job, but there were a couple of big plays that were made by the Raiders, one early, one late. What was his overall message to you guys?
Same thing, man. Just being disciplined, just knowing where your eyes need to be, when they need to be there, and just really what to look for and how teams try to manipulate our eyes, manipulate our coverages and stuff like that. So I think communicating a lot pre-snap, post-snap, and just being able to all be on the same page.
Quan Martin with us. Nice enough to join us after practice in Ashburn, as the Commanders get ready for the Atlanta Falcons. So speaking of that, Quan, I wanted to ask you this. How difficult is it to maintain that eye discipline? Like on that first play of the game that the Raiders ran, they ran a play action boot, and I see you streaking down, right? Because you see the run action, and then they go over the top. So when they sit, when Joe Witt says maintain eye discipline, and that's a big part of it, how are you supposed to balance that when you see one thing and it looks like one thing, but yet they're trying to obviously do something else?
I think in that situation, man, you just got to kind of take that extra step, just hang there a split second with just knowing, like, what the teams are trying to do and how they're trying to manipulate our reads and different coverages. So just really just being able to stay disciplined throughout the play and just let the play fully develop before you just trigger.
Is it harder for a defensive back to play, and especially safety, to play zone coverage because, like, you're obviously playing an area. You're not playing necessarily a man, and that man could, I don't know, zigzag all over the place. Maybe he's behind you, and he tries to, you know, help his quarterback out and go to a different spot. Like, how much harder is it to do that, and again, to maintain all of your principles, all of the rules that you guys have to maintain when playing in zone as opposed to playing man?
I love playing zone, man. It just gives you an opportunity to see the quarterback, just be instinctive. I think, you know, guys are taught to sit down in the zone, just find the open holes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when guys have, like, great eye discipline and able to read the quarterback, just read and react, really, is kind of how we say it. So just being able to read and react to the quarterback.
Quan Martin of the Washington Commanders with us. You've been here, what is this, year number three, right?
Three.
Oh, my God. you know, you've seen a lot, right? You know, tough first year, obviously, for everybody. Then you saw the great rise. I mean, you know, you were a big part of that playoff win in Detroit, obviously, and everything that has kind of gone on here. Do you sometimes have to go, wait a second, where am I? Like, what the hell? I mean, it's changed so radically from the misery of year one, and you're just trying to learn to where you guys are now, where you're expected to win every game and be a big, and you're a big part of the fabric.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely changed a whole lot. I think expectations is, you know, always to win every game, mm-hmm. go out and just put ourselves in a position to win every game. And, I think, you know, with the guys we have in the building, around the building, the staff, just everybody who, you know, kind of got their hand in the pot. I think that's, you know, really been the case, just going out expecting to win every game.
What is Revo with his veteran experience? And while he's never really gotten, I guess, the exact chance to play full time at safety, what does he bring to the table just because of how great he is in so many other areas, leadership, special teams, and as a safety? I mean, you guys played a bunch of three safety looks during the preseason, during practice. You've been in the building. You've been in the locker room, in the meeting room for 3 years with him. What does he bring to the table that maybe the casual fan might not realize?
Yeah. He brings a lot, man. Just having that experience, just being a guy for me to lean on and just really just ask questions, man. He's been one of those dudes who's always been in my ear since day one, since I stepped foot into this building. He's always been a guy I can kind of go to for answers. And just coming to me, just teaching me the game, giving me the game, football, life, like whatever it is. So he's always been that guy for me, man. And for me, it's really no surprise, you know, the way he's played on the field with the opportunities he's had.
Before we let you get out of here, Quan Martin joining us after practice. We appreciate his time right here on the Team 980. Obviously, you got a challenge on Sunday. A lot of fans, Quan, as you know, or maybe you don't know, are probably looking at this. Ah, they got beat 30-0. This is a week-to-week, a quarter-to-quarter, a half-to-half league. I mean, you guys know that they are going to come out pretty angry and wanting to show that they're not about what they showed on tape and on the field last Sunday in Charlotte. How do you kind of mentally prepare for a team that you know has talent like they do, and you guys saw them late last December? How do you prepare mentally for that and block out the noise that, oh, they're not good, or, oh, they're, you know, whatever? How do you kind of separate the two, I guess?
Don't listen to the noise.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, I wouldn't listen to any of the noise, Quan. I wouldn't listen to any of it.
But no, man, just it's the NFL, man. Like, every team has great players. Every team has great guys on the team, man. And you know, that's why they say any given Sunday is, you never know what the record, the last game, you know, it doesn't really tell a story for what the next game may look like. So just going out, like I said, man, just expecting to win. And like I said, they're a great team. And I don't think last week really, you know, what they're about. So I think we're going to get their best shot when we step foot on the field. So just being prepared and just being ready.
Yeah, I hear you. Before you guys go to Atlanta, and probably, I guess, when you guys are getting ready to go to Atlanta, your Illinois Fighting Illini are going to have a tough test. USC coming into Champaign, huh?
Yeah.
Have you been able to watch your boys so far this year at all? And what do you think of the job Bielema and them are doing in Champaign?
Yeah, man, I had the chance to catch a couple games this year. I actually caught the one last week versus Indiana. They got beat pretty bad. So I think, you know, this week they're going to come out with a chip on their shoulder and, you know, just hopefully get back in the winning column. So Coach B is a great coach. I had him for 2 years, man. I know what he's all about. So I know he's going to have those guys ready coming out to play this weekend.
What is that atmosphere like there? Because I lived in Chicago for 6 years, but I never got to go to an actual game there. I know it's great for basketball. Is it a good atmosphere, like a daunting atmosphere, even though it's a somewhat smaller environment?
I think it's pretty good, man. I think over the years it's gotten better, just with, you know, the records and, you know, Illinois finally being able to win. So I think it's definitely gotten better over the years, man. So I would expect nothing less than great, honestly.
All right, last thing for you, and then I'll let you go. I know you got all sorts of injuries on the offensive side. I'm not going to put you in a tough situation because, you know, it is what it is. We'll hope and we'll see what happens. But your head coach, DQ, got just lit up on the sideline the other day and then still made a coaching decision to send the field goal troops out and then came back for the second half. What did that inspire you guys in any sort of weird way? Or is it just like, ah, that's DQ?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, that's him, man. That's how he lives. That's how he coaches us. And, you know, that's the standard, man.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you get knocked down, you know, you just got to get back up and keep going, man. So he did that.
I got you. Hey, Quan, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it. Good luck on Sunday. I know you guys got your hands full with Bijan and Kyle Pitts and Drake London and all the rest of the Falcons, but best of luck on Sunday, and thanks again for doing this.
All right, thank you.
There you go. That is Quan Martin, Washington third-year safety, talking about a bunch of different things there, tried to answer, you know, ask as many relevant questions as we can, and Illinois taking on USC at noon. At noon on Saturday in Champaign. I can't wait to watch that game. By the way, I talked to AMAC before the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think tomorrow, at the behest of Ben Conti at Fat Poet 10, we're going to shine the light a little bit on AMAC and his college football repertoire.
Yeah.
Right? We don't need an expert. We need somebody who can just get after it. Just get down and dirty with it, right?
Mm.
Like they do down in the dirty South.
Yeah.
Right? You're just going to kick it up. We're going to do usually like the top three games of the week, get AMAC's spin on it. I'll obviously be a little bit involved in kind of running the segment, but he will be the expert, the aficionado, because of what he does Monday through Friday on Sirius XM, right? And well, because we like AMAC, so we want him to shine. And we know he doesn't know anything about the NFL because he's a Giants fan.
But
no, I'm just teasing.
Whatever. just a quick note about that USC game.
Yeah.
Obviously, Quan talked about that Illinois loss last week to Indiana, who everyone had Illinois' favorite in that game. So Indiana coming in there, getting a big win on the heels of last year, Indiana making the college football playoff and saying everybody thought that that was fraudulent. They didn't play a tough schedule. They canceled their home and home with Virginia for 2026-2027. So that was a huge win for Indiana. Illinois is trying to get back on the rebound. And Jordan Maiava, the quarterback for USC, is having an amazing year, leads the nation in quarterback rating.
Yep.
So that should be a sneaky good one with Illinois trying to get back in the win column. USC putting together a good year so far, and maybe a lot of people are bubbling and starting to say, like, they're flying under the radar. Can USC become that prominent powerhouse with the new Big Ten? That'd be a sneaky good.
I'm interested in seeing that game because you know two things from Illinois. Generally, you're going to get a pretty good defensive effort, and generally, you're going to run the ball, and they're going to try and, you know, slow the game down a little bit, right? And they're at home, and it's a 9 a.m. start for USC. On the road in Champaign, and that's why we asked Quan Morton about that, right? So, sneaky kind of feeling. You mentioned the Illinois-Indiana game, right? Illinois's got to be, again, doesn't always work, but you know they're going to give a better, like, you know they're going to be out for a little bit of redemption. Not revenge.
Yeah.
Redemption, right? So, to me, I kind of see that as a nip and tuck game, close game. Maybe Illinois has a chance to pull an upset, but I think Illinois probably keeps that game close. As a matter of fact, on the way in, I picked them. I think it was plus 6.5. I did a three-leg parlay with ECU tonight, I think minus 4 or 4.5, and something else tomorrow night. I can't remember the game I picked. I got to look that up. But I already picked Illinois to cover, I believe it's 6 or 6.5. So thanks to Quan Martin. And again, we will get a couple... We'll get a college football preview, right? College football analysis, baby, from AMAC tomorrow. Normally, we'll try and do it on Thursday if we can fit it in because we got all of our other picks and stuff on Friday, so we'll try and spread it out. But because I sprung this on him, and quite honestly, again, hat tip to Ben Conti at FatPoet10, who really likes AMAC on the air. So that's the genesis.
I have one person fooled. I'm just carving out market space one ear at a time.
I wouldn't say that. I would say you're a bit misguided at times. I would say you're a bit disillusioned at times.
That's nice of you.
But I really like your contributions to the show.
Yeah.
I mean, you believe me, right? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes, no, of course. No, of course I can bring that up. So yesterday after the show, real quickly, we'll tell this story. Yesterday after the show, we're kind of hobnobbing over on the 106.7 side, you know, where they have lots of personnel. And CK, the boss, comes out and says, "You're never going to believe this. Wait, you got to hear this before you go." He says, "I had a dream about AMAC." I'm like, "What?"
Yeah.
"You had a dream about AMAC." He's like, "Yeah, AMAC was scheduled to do updates, on-air updates, and took off gambling with B-Mitch before, and then he was scrambling to find a replacement at the last second."
Yeah.
I said, "That is just weird."
Yeah, me doing on-air updates sounds like a universe unknown.
But
already.
You going gambling with B-Mitch exactly. and skipping out on an assignment is just so on you.
Yeah.
I mean, you might take three-day weekends, but that is so on you. You are diligent. You are professional. You are on time.
Yeah.
You are
definitely not a gambler.
Prepared. You are not a gambler.
At all.
You are not a gambler at all. Mm-hmm. You're a hardworking young buck.
Mm.
What else can I say?
I mean, keep showering me with nice things. I'm getting you're showering me.
Uh-huh.
Ben Conti's asking me to come on air. The boss is having dreams about me.
I mean, like, really?
Things
are looking up for you, man. Yeah,
but I'm a law of averages guy. Uh-huh. So it's like things are good right now,
right.
But that means something.
Oh, that means the poop is going to hit the fan at some point?
Something has to balance it out. So maybe I should, like, quit while I'm ahead or something. Mm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Talk to CK. Maybe I should like just be like, hey, my time has gone so well here. I think I should like bow out early.
Yeah. I mean, for me, the bad news just continues. I just got some bad news in a text while we were doing the Quan Martin interview. I got to decide whether I want to even say it on the air. It just sucks.
What's up?
Just sucks. All right. Well, hopefully the good news continues for my guy, AMAC. So we'll do the college football preview tomorrow. Again, thanks to Quan Martin. He has struggled a little bit. Yes, I know. I'm acknowledging. Again, that's why I asked him about the first play. I asked him about eyes and zone and so on and so forth. I got it. Not everybody is playing great, right? But it's a long season. And he's a big contributor. Physical downhill, obviously, you know, had the two turnovers or interceptions takeaway in the Detroit playoff game. So just chill. Okay, just chill. But thanks to Commanders PR, Sam, for making him available as well. We'll take a quick timeout. Come on back. Get your trending alert in a couple of minutes and wrap up the show with a Thursday night football preview and Dumb Dumb of the Day still to come.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.